And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it is a whopping 45 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. And joining me in the studio is Jennifer Robinson, Director of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to Morning Edition, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, there's a lot going on in the chamber world. Coming up tomorrow is Moonlight Madness. How about we start by talking about that?
Definitely. So that's an exciting event each year. It's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at most of the stores downtown. And I believe also True Value will be open for those extra couple of hours. And so it's just a great opportunity. There'll be lots of great sales and some great shopping. And you're probably going to notice many of the stores will be well decorated as well as dressed up in costumes. In the years past, we actually did a contest between the merchants downtown. And so we are going to do that again this year, though I didn't give them much notice. So they found out just on Monday of this week that we're bringing the contest back. So we'll see how quickly they can come up with something creative. So it should be a lot of fun. And next year they'll have more notice. So.
Well, it's a fairly festive atmosphere.
Yeah.
With the stores open in the evening and the lights shining out. And then it leads up to, well, trick-or-treating happens the next day.
It does, yeah. So Moonlight Madness is always the Thursday before Thanksgiving, before Halloween. And so this year it happens that it falls back-to-back. And so the very next day we will actually have all of Lincoln Street closed down, and children are invited to come out in full costumes and visit all of the stores downtown. And that's going to be from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And with the trick-or-treating, what I really want to emphasize, even more than the free candy for kids and the dressing up and the street closed and how much fun it is how much the businesses contribute, because this is all out of their own pocket. And they give away tons of candy during that two-hour time period. And so I hope that everyone takes the time to recognize them for this huge contribution. They give so much to the community, and this is just one more example. So,
do you know how long that's been happening, downtown trick-or-treating? Any guesses?
I was looking the other day. I'm not sure. It's at least 4 or 5 years before I started, and I've been with the chamber for 4 years. So I'm still kind of digging through some of our records to see how long things have been around. But I should ask some of our past executive directors and see just how far back it's gone. So,
well, it has definitely become a Sitka institution at this point.
It has, yes. So I think that and the Coast Guard's haunted ship that everybody loves to go to. So there's definitely a few annual events that I think we've all gotten very used to. So,
well, and you know, Chamber Luncheon is today.
It is.
That's coming up today. That happens every Wednesday.
Every week, which is, it's fun. We do a lot of events for the community. And I think our chamber lunches, while they are an event, tie very closely to our mission of supporting, you know, our local businesses and economic development, that kind of thing. And the way we do that is by bringing in speakers that really do, for the most part, speak directly to our business about issues that really do affect the community. And so today, it's a little bit different. We've got Donna Calistina. She's a community disaster education specialist with Sitka's Local Emergency Planning Committee, and she's going to be talking about mapping your neighborhood for disaster preparedness. So she'll be presenting 9 steps to preparing your neighborhood for natural disasters such as earthquakes, tsunamis, extended power outages, that sort of thing. So it should be a really interesting topic, and definitely something that we should all be thinking about, being right on the very coast of
This is open to everyone.
Yeah, lunches are open to everyone. The doors open at 11:30. The lunch will start promptly at noon, lasts for about an hour, so we'll finish up at about 1 o'clock. And we do have special member-only pricing, but as I said, it's absolutely open to everyone. We encourage people to come, and we list our lunches on our website at sitkachamber.com. So if you ever want to kind of see what's coming up and see if there's a topic that may interest you, as I said, we bring in in so many different presenters, really from across the state and even from the lower 48. It's pretty amazing how many people, well, I shouldn't even say it's amazing. We're pretty lucky to live in Sitka. I don't have to work that hard to bring in amazing speakers when I ask someone that I know would present on a good topic if they want to come visit Sitka and present. It's usually a yes, when can I come? So that definitely helps my job a little bit. We're pretty lucky. So in that respect, and then I should probably give a shout out to our executive lunch sponsor this month, which is Sitka Community Hospital, and also Westmark Sitka. They do a lot for our lunches each week. And today, just in case you're wondering what we're having for lunch, it sounds pretty yummy. It's portobello mushroom stuffed with spinach and artichoke dip. So a little gourmet. Right. So yeah, and then some rice and veggies. And the salad bar is always spectacular. So, and then next week we have Jim Graysco. I'm probably not saying his name right, but he's the new president of Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska. And so... healthcare is definitely at the forefront of a lot of people's minds, especially our local businesses. And so I think that will be a really good presentation. So looking forward to that one, too.
Well, what other special things are coming up on the Chamber's agenda?
Well, one that I'm really excited about is going to be our second annual Pirate Pub Crawl. So that's going to be Saturday, November 15th. And it's actually free to play. All you have to do is dress like a pirate. And if you don't dress like a pirate, we'll provide you with some pirate garb for a small fee. A portion of the evening's proceeds will go to a local charity. So it's kind of fun. So, and we have great prizes. The top prize will actually be 20,000 Alaska airline miles, which I'm pretty sure I've secured. So that's exciting. And you get a map at the beginning of the evening, and you have to go around to all of the local participating pubs and get your stamp. And then once you get all of your stamps, you turn it in. So if you don't happen to have an amazing pirate outfit hanging in your closet, here's your advance notice to be thinking about it. So that one will be a lot of fun. It's a great event. So
folks, go around to pubs.
Yes.
And proceeds benefit?
Well, they benefit the Sitka Chamber, but this is actually one event that we decided would be really fun to donate part of it to a local charity. And so last year we made a small donation to Alaska Arts Southeast. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
Okay, great. And anything else?
Well, go vote on Tuesday, November 4th. It's so important. It's an opportunity to make your voice heard. I read a quote recently from Franklin D. Roosevelt from a radio address that he gave in 1944, assuming that everything I read on the internet is true anyway. But he said, "Nobody will ever deprive the American people of the right to vote except the American people themselves. And the only way they could do this is by not voting." So... go vote. This is our right. It has been for a long time. Take advantage of it. We've got an important election this year, and I think it's very, very important that we go do it.
All righty.
So.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time. Any parting thoughts, Jennifer?
Thank you for listening to me.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely.
We've been speaking with Jennifer Robinson, Director of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce.